If you would, please explain to a layman why it's so serious that the Mass was changed from Latin to English.
Okay, well, if you look at Matthew 26:28 in your Bible, you can see the word of institution, or the words of institution by our Lord. He says, this shall be shed for you and for many. He uses the word many. And they now, when they changed the Mass and used the vernacularized translations of the Mass when they came out, they changed the word many to all. And the Church has specifically stated that if you change the words that Jesus Christ specifically instituted for any sacrament, in this case the Eucharist, and you change the word and the new word doesn't mean the same thing as the word that was instituted by Jesus Christ, the sacrament's invalidated. And you can find in the Catechism of the Council of Trent on page 227 a long paragraph why Jesus used many. Pope St. Pius V states clearly what the essential words of consecration are, and after listing the words of consecration, he says, if anyone changes or removes any of these words in the consecration of the body and blood of the Lord, and by these change of words does not signify the same thing as these words do, he does not confect the sacrament. And so this is actually the fulfillment of changing many to all, which does invalidate the sacrament, does actually fulfill the prophecy of the sacrifice ceasing as predicted by Daniel and as predicted by our Lord in Matthew 24:15, when he talks about when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not. So these are the kinds of things that are predicted to happen at the end of the world that people will see. And by that very act of changing the essential words of consecration, that one act caused these people, Catholics throughout the whole world, when they were going to actually a valid Mass, receiving a valid Eucharist, now all of a sudden they were not. And then Paul VI changed the rite of ordination on June 18, 1968, and the pattern of deletions that he put into this new ritual of ordination for priests and bishops is almost word for word identical to the Anglican Protestant rite of ordaining and consecrating bishops. And that rite, the Anglican rite of ordination, was declared as being invalid by Pope Leo XIII in his papal bull Absolutae Curiae of September 13, 1896. Because in the Anglican ritual, they remove certain prayers, for example, that were said by the bishop to the priest, the potential priest, the ordinand. Like, for example, the bishop would say, receive the power to offer sacrifice, to bless, to lead, to preach, to forgive sins. All these things were deleted. Well, the same deletions were made by Paul VI. So if you apply the same principle that if the Anglican rite of ordination is invalid and was declared to be invalid because they removed these specific prayers, well, Paul VI did the very same thing on June 18, 1968. So then it causes a grave doubt whether these priests that have been ordained since that time in the diocesan structure have actually been ordained. So it's a deliberate plan by the devil, ultimately, carrying out his operation through people to destroy and annihilate the Catholic Church.
So all of these ordinations since that time, in your estimation, would be invalid?
With the exception of those groups, which there are many of them out there, that have clung to the traditional rites of ordination and offering the Mass, of course, the Latin Tridentine Mass, their Eastern Rite liturgies that are still valid. So those will be valid. But the majority, of course, which are controlled by this counterfeit Catholic Church, this anti-Church that has arisen since the Second Vatican Council, almost 100% of them are using this new ritual. So the exception, with the exception of these really old priests that are still alive, many of which are retired, all the rest of these priests that are being, quote, ordained are not actually being ordained. So this is something that is really significant and important for people to realize, because this is about whether people are actually receiving valid sacraments, whether they're actually going to a validly ordained priest, and it was done and carried out by the devil. And it was predicted. Actually, Pope Leo XIII, who was a pope about 100 years ago, had a vision after Mass in which he heard the devil and our Lord speaking, and the devil boasted that he could destroy the Catholic Church. And our Lord said, well, if you think you can, how much time and power do you need? and the devil responded about 75 to 100 years and much more power over those who will give themselves to my service. And so Pope Leo XIII claimed that our Lord said then, the time and the power will be given to you. So it's sort of the great testing at the end of the world, the great apostasy that's predicted to happen, the great falling away that God will allow to happen at the end of the world as a punishment for the sins of the world. As our Lord allowed his own body to be placed in the hands of his enemies, he will allow the infrastructure, the buildings of the church and what were held by Catholics to be given over, to be usurped and controlled by his enemies, who people who will claim to be Catholic and say, hey, we're still the Catholic Church, but the teachings and the dogmas will be different, and the Mass will be different as it is, the sacraments will be different, a new rosary, a new code of canon law, a new catechism, new teachings, mm-hmm. a new outlook.